Chapter 4. What is the price of cutting up your credit cards? So what is wrong with cutting up your credit cards? To me, cutting up your credit cards is much the same as a person who needs to lose weight and who goes on a crash diet. Faithfully, one diets for a month, living only on 3 carrot sticks per meal, and for dessert after dinner, you have 4 ounces of plain yogurt. After 30 days, you cannot stand the pain any longer. One day in the mall, a young worker from the chocolate chip cookie company offers you a small sample. The aroma of those fresh baked cookies is overpowering to the senses, so you say to yourself, "Oh, go ahead. You've been good. Just have a small piece of that cookie." Suddenly, you find yourself buying a bag to take home to the family, but the bag of cookies never leaves the shopping mall. The binge is on, and soon you are 10 pounds heavier than when you started the diet. The action of crash dieting leads to the reaction of overindulging. The people that know me know that I do not have the answer for the yo-yo diet. If I did have the diet that guaranteed permanent weight loss, I would be richer than Bill Gates. But unfortunately, I personally know only too well what it feels like to diet and then go back on an eating binge. While I do not have the solution for instant weight loss, I do have a solution for binge spending and credit card debt, and cutting up your credit card is not part of that solution. But again, my solution comes with a price, and once more, the question will be, are you willing to pay the price? A friend of mine and his wife are models of physical beauty. They are slim, trim, and healthy. Dieting is not an issue for them. Working out at the gym is not a problem either. Managing their money is a different story. Both are in their late 40s, making a lot of money, but they also spend so much money, it frightens most people who know them. These are the people that pay off their old credit cards with their new credit cards. When they max out on their home equity loans, they buy a bigger house. In other words, they work hard making a lot of money just to push the string forward. They also have a full-time maid and a nanny for their kids. They have more cars, more toys, more clothes, more lavish vacations than people making 10 times more than they do. We have been great friends for years, so when we get together, they get on me for my lack of food and exercise discipline, and I get on them for their lack of financial discipline. As I said earlier, we all have our different challenges in life. Mine is food, and theirs is money. I love spending money, but Kim and I are not foolish with our money. I love having the finer things in life. I love having the choice of flying first class or economy. I love tipping people well if they have given great service. I also don't tip if the service was rotten. I love giving bonuses when extra money comes into the company. I love making my friends rich when our investments do well. I love the freedom that money buys. I love working if I want to and not working if I don't. So for me, money is fun. Money buys me more choices. And most importantly, it has bought Kim and me the freedom from the drudgery of earning a living. That is why I do not understand people who say, money does not make you happy. I often wonder what they do for fun. When someone says, cut up your credit cards, I don't think it makes people happy. One of the main reasons people spend money is to make themselves happy. Now, there are people who carry such need for financial happiness to extremes, just as there are people who exercise and diet to extremes. But in my opinion, the main reason cutting up credit cards does not work in the long run is because cutting back on doing things you enjoy does not make most people happy. Given the choice, people would rather have more money and have the freedom to enjoy life more. The only people who say money does not make you happy are either people who already have a lot of money and are still unhappy, or people who would not know what being happy is anyway. In my opinion, it's not money that makes you unhappy. It's not being able to pay your bills or not having the money to do the things you would love to do that tends to make people unhappy. In the late 1970s, my company made millions of dollars very quickly in my nylon and Velcro surfer wallet business. Being in my late 20s, the money and success went straight to my head, or should I say my ego. Each time I looked at the company's balance sheet and saw the money piling up, I felt more and more elated. I became cocky and arrogant. I thought that with each dollar increase, my IQ increased also. Unfortunately, it worked exactly the opposite for me. As my dollars were going up, my financial IQ was actually going down. Soon I was into fast cars and faster women. The experience of fast cars and fast women was fun, and I don't regret that time in my life. But it was a time that couldn't last. The pain of going from being a paper millionaire to suddenly being a person with nearly $1 million of real debt was a sobering experience. Which is why I'm concerned with so many people today who have their portfolios filled with paper assets feeling rich. There is a very big difference between paper assets and real assets, paper wealth and real wealth.